Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Negative 2,000 Lines of Code by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, February 1982. In early 1982, the Lisa software team was trying to buckle down for the big push to ship the software within the next 6 months. Some of the managers decided that it would be a good idea to track the progress of each individual engineer by the amount of code that they wrote. They created a form that each engineer was to submit every Friday, which included a field for the number of lines of code that employee had written during the week. Bill Atkinson, the author of QuickDraw and by far the most important Lisa implementer, thought that measuring lines of code was a silly way to judge software development productivity. As a programmer, he thought that his goal was to write as small and fast a program as possible, and that the lines of code metric only encouraged writing sloppy, bloated, broken code. His most recent work happened to be optimizing QuickDraw's region calculation code, and he had completely rewritten the region engine using a simpler and more general algorithm. After some tweaking, these improvements made region operations almost 6 times faster, and as a byproduct, also saved around 2,000 lines of code. Bill was just putting the finishing touches on the optimization when it was time to fill out his weekly evaluation form for the first time. When he arrived at the section asking about lines of code, he thought about it for a second and then wrote in the appropriate number, negative 2,000. I'm not sure how the managers reacted to that, but I do know that after a couple of weeks, they stopped asking Bill to fill out the form, and he gladly complied.